The 71st mitzvah is the mitzvah to help a friend load his donkey. And again, here we have the concept of a person who is an old man or a person who's in a respectable position where he wouldn't load his own donkey. He doesn't have to go and help someone else load his donkey. Here again, we go to the concept of one person is a guy who he cheats the rest of the community and he keeps his shop open on Shabbos, and you don't really like this person for the way he's behaving. And the other guy, he needs help with his donkey, and he's a very fine Jew. The halacha says, go help the guy you don't like more. Because learn to control your feelings and go help him load his donkey. A person can tell him, pay me for my time. I'll help you load your donkey, but pay me for my time. The 72nd mitzvah is the mitzvah to rebuke. If someone knows someone else is sinning, and if he'd only know, he would stop doing what's wrong. We have a mitzvah to rebuke. But here, we have to be careful. We have to know how to rebuke, how to do it in a way that we don't hurt the person. We have to do it in the best possible way, in the best possible time, in a manner that the person will accept it, in a manner that he understands that we love him the way we talk to him. And this takes a lot of learning. I always say, when in doubt, out. Don't say it. Now, come to me and we'll think it through and we'll figure out if there's any good way of doing it. Meaning, more often than not, when people mean to do this mitzvah, they end up doing an aveira. Because they hurt the person, they insult the person, they offend the person. You got to really know what you're doing in order to do this. It takes a lot of thought and preparation and self-control. The 73rd mitzvah is the mitzvah that Torah gives us to judge in a case of inheritance, who gets what. The 74th mitzvah is the mitzvah of shiluach haken. If a person is going on the road and he comes across a nest and there's a mother bird and baby birds, so the Torah tells us, don't take the baby birds in front of the mother bird's eyes, chase her away, and then take the babies if you want to take them to eat. And that, right, the Torah says, you'll live a long life, which probably means in the world to come. Right, Borgi? Because who knows? This mitzvah is specifically with a kosher bird, and specifically with a bird that's not like in your home. It has to be somewhere outside, like on a tree or on the earth. And it has to be young chicks that don't fly yet. The 75th mitzvah is the mitzvah to make a banister on the roof. The Torah tells us one may not leave any potential danger in one's home. Meaning if you see the sockets coming out and you have little kids around and they might touch it, so it's biblically prohibited to leave that there. There's a biblical mitzvah to ensure that there's nothing in our house that could be a danger, that could be a hazard. The Torah says if you have a roof, that people every so often go up on that roof, you have to put a banister on the roof so they might not fall off. So you'll say, what do you mean? People have to take care not to fall off the roof. The Torah says no. Anything that might be a potential hazard, we're obligated to remove from our homes.